Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards now with the Entertainment Report, and this is so horrible and so shocking about Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle.
I'm getting more horrific by the minute. As new details are starting to come out, TMZ is who has been remarkably accurate on so many stories, including this one. They were the first one to break this story. They were the first one to provide details, which all turned out to be true. I'm telling you what TMZ is reporting, and it's a little grisly. So, you know, if you're sensitive and don't want to hear some kind of grisly details, this might be a good time to turn the volume down for a second. But TMZ says that they have learned that Rob Reiner and his wife, who were found dead in their home in California, in Brentwood, California, yesterday, were victims of having their throats slit. Police nor the coroner's office there have confirmed that, but they are also reporting that the 32-year-old son, Nick, who has very publicly spoken about his history of substance abuse and being homeless, he actually made a short film about it all, is being questioned in connection with the murder. And one of Rob Reiner's daughters actually found her parents dead in the home. And she told police that the family member in question should be a suspect because they are dangerous. Her exact words with this. Now, the LA police last night held a press conference that was very cautiously worded. I understand that. They didn't really provide any information regarding the story, even though the bodies had been found 6 hours prior. He had talked about the LA police spokesperson talked about how they needed a search warrant to begin the investigation. 6 hours had gone by, and how they didn't have a search warrant in 6 hours seems a little strange. They said that the coroner could be the only ones to identify who the people were who were murdered, even though it had come out the mayor of Los Angeles had made a statement saying exactly who it was. But the LA police, for whatever reason, being so careful and cautious to the point where there was really no point in holding a press conference because they really didn't have anything to say. But that's the latest with us right now. Larry David and Billy Crystal were seen outside of Rob Reiner's mansion in Brentwood, California. I keep saying just Rob Reiner, and I don't mean to leave his wife out of it, Michelle Singer Reiner, who was also found dead.
She was a photographer, right? They met on the set of Harry
when Harry Met Sally. Yeah, exactly right, and a very, very well known photographer as well. Larry David and Billy Crystal were seen outside of the home, just sort of mulling about, and as described by witnesses as being in tears outside of the home, as you might imagine. Some of the reaction that is coming in this morning include Jamie Lee Curtis and her husband, Christopher Guest, who is one of the characters in This Is Spinal Tap, the two This Is Spinal Tap movies that Rob Reiner directed, saying, "Christopher and I are numb and sad and shocked about the violent, tragic deaths of our dear friends. Our only focus and care right now is for their children and immediate families. We have lost great friends. Please give us time to grieve." Kathy Bates, who starred in the movie Misery that Rob Reiner directed, said, "I'm absolutely devastated. I loved Rob. He was brilliant and kind, a man who made films of every genre to challenge himself as an artist. He fought courageously for his political beliefs. He changed the course of my life, Kathy Bates said. And Barack Obama tweeted out this morning or put on social media, Michelle and I are heartbroken by the tragic passing of Rob Reiner and his beloved wife, Michelle. His achievements in film and television gave us some of our most cherished stories on screen. But beneath all the stories, he produced a deep belief in the goodness of people, a lifelong commitment for putting that belief into action. And I think they're referring to Rob Reiner's activism. And he and his father, Carl Reiner, were extremely active on social media, not ever holding back an opinion, caring very much for America and the direction they saw it going in. They were involved in many causes in the state of California that were enacted. So, you know, in addition to being the meathead, Mike Stivic from All in the Family, a groundbreaking show and a groundbreaking character, and 30 films that Rob Reiner directed, all classics, you know, as good as it gets, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, go down the list. I mean, there were so many amazing, amazing films through the years. Misery, When Harry Met Sally, The Bucket List, A Few Good Men. There were so many great films. He leaves you know, quite a legacy. And every time that I'm just horrified by the details of this story, I'm trying to focus on the amazing library of classic films that he left us.
Yeah, he did such great work. And after a break, we'll hear a little bit of Dean's recent interview with Rob Reiner. It's so horrible, and it's such a shock. I can't believe it, and I can't imagine the Hollywood community. He was so beloved, yeah. And not only for his talent, but as you say, he's just a wonderful, caring person. I met him. I think I met him years ago only once, and he was just as you would expect him to be: funny, smart, kind.
Yep.
This is so awful. And as you say, his wife Michelle Singer Reiner, that was his second wife. He was married to Penny Marshall, right?
Yep.
They have like three children, I think. One or two may be stepchildren, but
yeah, three right? Biological children with Michelle, and one adopted daughter with Penny Marshall. Four kids altogether.
Can you imagine what is going on there? Well, all right, let's take a breath here, and then more on the tragedy from Dean. Talking to Dean Richards about the Rob Reiner tragedy. Everybody loved Rob. Everybody loved his dad, and that's why so many people are in shock everywhere, and especially there near the Brentwood area where the Reiners lived.
Yeah, Dean? I mean, it's sort of show business royalty. You know, the Reiner family, Carl Reiner. Part of your show of shows with Mel Brooks and Sid Caesar. Rob Reiner often talked about, you know, these were the people who hung around his house when he was a little kid. Imagine being a little kid and having Mel Brooks hanging around and Sid Caesar. And he especially talked about Norman Lear, who he called his second father. Norman Lear, who picked him to be part of All in the Family because of his talent, not because he was his dad's buddy, but, you know, having that kind of influence. When I was lucky enough to interview Rob Reiner many, many times through the years. This first clip, it was from my final interview that I did with him just this past September, when the second Spinal Tap movie comes out. Rob not only directed the movie in real life, but he played the director, Marty DiBurgi, who was making the movie about Spinal Tap in the movie. So everybody who did interviews for this movie did them in character. All the Spinal Tap guys did, and so did Rob Reiner as Marty, talking about Rob Reiner. And then also, I guess it's like 10 or 15 years ago something, I interviewed Rob shortly after he had appeared on the Tavis Smiley Show with his father. Turns out it was the first time that he ever sat down and did an interview with his dad. Take a listen to these two interview clips.
Yeah, I know you sent us the clip of Rob winning the Emmy that his dad presented to him. We will play that a little after 9 o'clock today.
Yeah, it's great. It's all about him being the meathead. You'll enjoy, and there's some laughs in it as well. But I just couldn't be more sad about this one. The obituaries are always hard to write. This was an especially difficult one.
Yeah, I mean, and as you say, he was exactly the same whether he was on camera or off, wasn't he, Rob?
He really was. Every time that I was around him, hilariously funny, so personable, so nice, but professional.
Mm-hmm.
This last interview, where I was trying to get him to break character, you know, because he was he was the director in the movie, Marty DiBerge. Then I was like purposely asking questions to try to get him to break character. He was a total pro. If Carol O'Connor couldn't do it, I guess I couldn't either.
Yeah, well, what a talent, and more importantly, what a human being, and so tragic. As you mentioned, his wife Michelle, a well-known photographer as well.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more details on the death investigation coming out today, and we'll have that as soon as they become available.
Thank you, Dean.